going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bob, what'd you think of the hit? Max Domi, his cheap, hit last night.
Cheap on Barkov. He on goes Barkov. After Barkov, who he should have gone after is Sam Bennett.
He was barking up the wrong tree.
But he made a statement, and guess what's going to happen in the next game? Guys like Bennett and Tkachuk are going to go after the prominent players, Austin Matthews, John Tavares, whoever. But Sam Bennett's been the guy who's taken some cheap shots.
This was a bad hit.
It was a bad hit.
Because
it's
the type where you send somebody head first.
He could have broken his neck.
Yeah, it's the most dangerous kind of hit.
He got a $5,000 fine from the Players Association or the safety department, whatever they call themselves.
Yeah.
They should have been that's a suspendable hit, I think.
I'm hangry now, Bob. A combination of hungry and angry and just want to pick fights with you.
I don't understand why you go from this gamut
because
of emotional swings.
I thought there was food in here today, limits. And I want to fight Bob over it.
On a Monday?
Yeah.
There's never food here on a Monday.
Yes, there is.
Why
I'm going
to
disagree
fight
with
me?
You on everything,
I am one of the
too.
Most agreeable persons. I like everything.
No, you're not. I'm going to disagree with every single one thing, every single one of you say. What time's the Pirates game tonight?
7:10.
I disagree.
Wrong.
It's cloudy outside.
7:11.
It's 7:10.
It's cloudy outside.
They have seven games coming up this
yes,
week.
Yes, it is. It is cloudy.
They got the Mets and the Phillies. What do you think they'll do?
Not well. Do you? I mean, Skeens could win today, but those are two really good teams.
Do you think Skeens gets a little bit of an extra thing when he goes into a big stadium or a big team like New York, a big stage?
No.
No? You don't think so?
Oh, yes. I do. He did against the Dodgers earlier this year in L.A.
I think he really does.
All right. I'm just disagreeing with you. I guess he does, but he's also been good in small stages,
right? No, I know,
right?
But I mean something extra, just because it's the Mets and down the road, who knows?
Well, what
knows
do you mean by that extra?
Well, I'm just saying.
Extra velocity, extra adrenaline?
You know how it is.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
When you play a good golf course versus some place that you don't
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I'm worse.
But you have to dial in more. You get more amped up, don't you?
No.
If not, then you're not doing a good job as a golfer.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Lock in, Joe. Lock in. Lock
I can't.
In.
Well, they need a win today. What'd you guys make of the weekend? Don Kelly. I see a lot of...
I was happy for him. He's a Mount Lebanon guy. I like him a lot. I think, I want to see him do well.
So do I. Do you think there was a palpable difference? I see a lot of comments under the stories at the Post-Gazette. People imagining, or maybe it was real, that the team was more locked in. I'm not so sure about that,
They
Bob.
Had two successful sacrifice bunts in the Saturday game.
I like the fact that he's bunting in extra innings. I've lamented that before on this show. Why not just move the runner? Now, it didn't work. They lost the game. They went to extra innings. But I do like that. Is there some sort of palpable difference here?
No, I thought the bullpen usage was kind of similar. I didn't see anything, different. Other than extended, playing time for some of these guys who
like
did
Gorski.
Not get it under Derek Shelton, maybe that's...
What about just the vibe? I mean... I think that's hard to define limits, but I think if the vibe improves in any workplace, then there's maybe a better chance that you get better production.
Well, because it could take some stress and tension off of some people, and maybe we do see that with just a different messaging with Donnie Kelly, somebody that has played multiple different positions.
Is it that or just not having Shelty? Not really about Shelty. It's just that... Everybody knew it needed to end. It is kind of about Shelty. I'm not saying he was a negative personality, though. It's just the Shelty era needed to end and was a drag on the team. It was like all we've ever done with this guy is lose. Maybe just a freshened atmosphere gets some different results.
Yeah.
I don't know, Bob. I'm grasping at straws. Everything was the same except the manager.
And a series win that had not happened all that much, but I think you could even tell it was on Derek Shelton's face. It was almost like he knew what was coming. He could the stress was starting to get to him, and they had come off a series in which they did not score hardly at all, and it was just one thing after another. So
well, it's not like they lit the scoreboard in this one, but they got enough.
But that's still the problem, not enough offense. And where do they get it? Ultimately, in time, they're still going to have the same problems. And Don Kelly's got to deal with those problems. So,
but at least they won a series. They won a series, and next up could be Bubba Chandler. And that's going to be mighty.
That'll give you a little adrenaline push, right?
The number two prospect in all of baseball.
Corey Nimbley Pipeline. They just updated their list yesterday.
His first game will be an event. And then you have Skeens and Chandler maybe back-to-back in the rotation. I think that's a little sliver of life and optimism, Bob.
Sure it is, but it's May, what is today, May 12th? I would have had Chandler up here before this, and I would have, you know, if Jared Jones forced their hand into having him on the roster to start the season last year, I thought Bubba Chandler should have had the same opportunity. But they didn't want to do it for a lot of other reasons, and I understand those reasons, but...
Do you guys think Don Kelly's presence made a difference? That's what I'm trying to say.
I think like any change, yes. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, yes, Austin.
I think somewhat, yes. I mean, it's
just, in what way?
Over the course of 162, it's kind of hard to say in three games in one series, especially when it's at home. But I think there was a slight shift somewhat in the culture, or maybe so just the vibe of the team. It seemed like they were playing a little bit looser. Especially everybody knowing that at the flip of a coin, Shelton could have been fired.
I don't know what that means. I hear what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you. But what does it mean that they played looser? Bob, do you think that just getting rid of Shelton was a boost?
I think it turned out to be that way, maybe. I don't know. I can't describe it. It's an intangible thing. But I think anytime there's a change, it gets your attention as a player because now you have to, you know, deal with the new manager, try to impress the new manager. They have enough young guys on this team who want to get playing time. You're trying to do it that way. So we'll see the longer this goes on. But again, you're not necessarily going to change the ultimate situation here, which is they don't have enough offense. So no matter who the manager is, you're going to have to deal with that reality every day.
Well, and unlike George Pickens' comments on Instagram that are run by AI, apparently, these are not robots. You know, like emotions do shift when something as big as firing the manager does happen. Yeah. Skeens discussed it a little bit
on Friday,
too. I
think it's natural. But the question is, how long does that last?
Yeah. Sometimes in any sport, there's a strange effect. But I don't know. Did it affect Carmen Majinski?
Why does it have such
he's the biggest reason they won the game,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, he was great. And I still believe he's better in the bullpen, but 5 2/3 is the most he's gone against a pretty good hitting team, I think.
He looked great.
Yeah. But ultimately, he still, to me, he could be a closer. He could be somebody who's in a high leverage kind of guy, and I like that.
Because maybe when Chandler comes in, he would move to a role like that, right? Or back to a role
they're gonna,
like that.
Maybe not. I mean, I think Jared Jones's injury. Well, they have Falter and Heaney, so it depends on what they want to do with him.
Chandler's got to be here, and he's got to be here soon.
Yeah.
Do you think he will be?
Would they wait until the next homestand just to do it that way?
Maybe.
He should have been up here already, in my view, though.
I agree with that. Limits, do you agree with that?
Yes. Beginning of May, I would have been completely okay if he would have came up in this series against the Braves. But I do think they should have got the service time, which they did. So I'm okay with that.
What do you need the service time for? Why do we care
extra
what happens
year of control?
Six years from now?
Well, we're already counting down. Well, Paul Skeens, you'll have him for 4 more years. If he wouldn't have won Rookie of the Year, in that case, they should have just had him on the opening day roster. I don't think Chandler, with the way that the ball club's going and the amount of time that he might have if he gets here at the beginning of June, is going to win Rookie of the Year. So I would much rather have an extra year. Like, we're
Bob,
already
do you
saying
agree
it was
with
Skeens.
Limits? You don't, obviously, because no. You said he already should have been here.
I agree that if they feel the guy's ready to go, and if they had, I guess I needed to see more offense before I would have made this conclusion. Seeing what I saw, and they did nothing in the offseason to really address significantly their offense, then I understand why they kept him down there. They probably thought this was going to be difficult for any pitcher, especially a young one coming up. But I'm trying to win now. This is year six for them. They should have pulled out all the stops. Forget the 1 year of control, although I understand why they do it. A lot of teams do it. But you're trying to make a statement here, and for your own self-preservation, you should want the best team up here right now. I'm sure Derek Shelton would have liked to have everyone who's ready to pitch up here right now.
But he kept giving O'Neill Cruz a rest, for God's sakes, or at least on back-to-back days. Remember Cruz off his feet limits?
I always tell you how a big fan of Matt Olson, how I thought the Braves did something the Pirates could have done. They could have raided the Oakland A's back then when Oakland was getting rid of players. And they gave, they lost Freddie Freeman. That was a big expense for them. So they ended up going to Matt Olson, at a really good contract. He has not missed a game in like 600. He's like this version of Cal Ripken. And his offense doesn't suffer so much because of it. He's consistently putting out numbers.
Well, let's hear from Ben Cherington from his show yesterday. And a couple of choice quotes, Limits.
Well, Ben Cherington said that, yes, some guys have not played up to their projections yet, but he believes that they will.
There's two ways to look at it. You can go back to the beginning, go back to spring training and look at projections. What do we think, or what does the public think this player is going to hit in 2025? And you can compare what guys are doing now to those numbers. And in a lot of cases, the performance is under what the preseason projection said. Another way to look at it is to look at the actual
results.
Who's
making the
preseason
projection?
So you take Brian Reynolds, for example.
Bob, you interrupted him.
Look at the actual results that have happened on the field. And then you compare that to what we think should have happened, like, or would happen over a full season. If he did all the same
things. I don't know what he's talking about now. Stop.
Now you interrupted yourself.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, who's making, he makes it sound like it's coming from a computer. Preseason.
We talked about this earlier. Most of their hitters we knew would stink, and most of them stink. What are him and Bob Dunning talking about when they say we have these guys who haven't lived up to expectations? Who? Limits, give me a player on this team that you expected way more out of. A guy who you thought would be good, who instead is bad. Give me one. Brian Reynolds?
Yes, that would be the only one. And he's hitting, what, around 220?
210.
Yeah, he's been bad. Other than that, like, I didn't expect much from IKF, who's now injured.
No, we could go through the whole lineup.
Any of them. Tommy Pham.
I expected nothing from Hayes. I've gotten nothing. Cruz has outperformed expectations. McCutcheon, right to expectations. Fraser, I knew wouldn't be good, not good. Pham, I knew would stinks. Kiner Falefa, mediocre his whole career, mediocre. Exxon Valdez, figured would stink, maybe even slightly above stinking. Triolo can't hit, still can't hit. The canary in the coal mine couldn't hit, still can't hit. Andy Rodriguez, probably not good. He's not good. Jack Sawinski, figured he'd stink. He stunk. Henry Davis, same. Anybody else, Bob? What is he talking about?
I don't know.
All these guys who haven't lived up to expectations.
The expectations were not good to begin with. And they have somebody tell them that their expectations were supposed to be higher. So whoever's coming up with that conclusion, you may have to question them a little bit. That's all.
We've performed below expectations, all these guys, offensively.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Not any reasonable expectation.
That's the thing. Like, they legitimately are banking on guys having a career year, year after year after year, and outperforming the mean. Remember the mean?
Yeah,
that's right. Basically what they're going off of.
I mean, honestly, I'm being honest about that. When I look up and down this lineup, the only guy who I can say I thought would be way better than this is Brian Reynolds. And the fact of the matter, he usually gets off to bad starts, so I can't really even say that. Can you name one guy, Bob, one man who has appeared at the plate even once this season, where the following statement is true for you? Man, I thought that guy was going to be way better than he is this season. Who would that be?
Well, way better? Not many people. Way better, no. I mean, I thought when I saw the lineup day one that it was going to be a challenged offensive group, and it's turned out to be that. We talked about that. There's not much. You know, Pham and Frazier, if you have a good team that you need some veterans on the bench who may be able to come in and help you, okay, fine.
No, but when you prompt them,
I'm saying when you prompt them into a starting role, that's where you have problems.
I think he's not worthy of any
role.
Well,
they got him for the wrong reason. They want him to be their starter in left field. That's not good enough given where he is, and his history tells you that, and his age tells you that as well.
Would you like to combine, because it would take two people to count all his home runs so far this season, Bob?
No, it's none.
Yeah.
Zero.
Right. And a 176
Brian Hayes
average.
Has one, right?
Yep.
Again, I expect power from that position. It doesn't have to be 50 home runs.
But if I told you in March and said, Bob, after 2 months, Key Brian Hayes will have one home run, you wouldn't have been shocked, right?
Maybe a little bit, just because I expect more than one.
Really?
How many at-bats are we talking about here? We have one home run. That's it? And you would, and you said that what you would expect
that? Last year, he had four in almost 400 at-bats.
The year before?
Year before, he had 15 and 500 at-bats.
Okay,
the year before, seven and five. He's on pace to do basically what he normally does, except for the one outlier season.
But I also thought that there was going to be a time when he would take a step forward, and I think they did too with that contract they gave him. That contract is not based on Gold Glove defense, because you can get
cheaper.
But it's bet on what you think he's going to do offensively.
If you would have told me before the season opener, you're going to be sitting here on May 10th and Ke'Bryan Hayes has one home run and a .253 average and a .610 OPS, I would have said, yeah, that sounds about right.
All right. Reynolds would be the only guy. McCutcheon's not what I thought he could do. And so
McCutcheon?
Yeah, I think that's basically what I would have expected from him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's basically been what I expected.
The rest of them, though, they're, you know, I expect not as bad average-wise, but I expected a lot of struggles.
Yeah. If I had to pick guys who have outperformed to underperformed, I might pick outperformed. O'Neill Cruz is one. Joey Bart's another. Bob,
that's the problem. You have a year where you have Skeens on your team, and you have O'Neill Cruz, 8 home runs and doing some things, leads the National League, and maybe the majors in stolen bases. All these things, you would have expected a little bit more had they just brought some more in.
Yeah, but, I mean, when they made their big signings as Frazier and Pham, and Horwitz in terms of at least acquisitions, I wasn't expecting much. When is Horwitz going to get here, Limits? Do we know? He's on the phone.
He's on a rehab, and he's not doing all that great down there. But
it's literally supposed to be in the next week where he could be up.
I mean, I'm interested to see that at least.
So am I.
It should be.
They gave up a decent pitcher to get him, so he better be something.
He better be an on-base guy, right?
Yes.
At the very least. All right, Bob.
He had 17 home runs in Toronto, so I would expect a little bit of a power enhancement here.
Bob,
I'm telling you, if you're out at night sitting on your back balcony at like 2 in the morning, you will hear that.
You're bringing out a weapon of some sort to combat that.
Yeah. That is something going on back there where some deer is in trouble or some animal is attacking another animal, and that's the sound you hear.
It's when the sheep are coming home for dinner.
Yeah.
Right there. They're trying to make you know they're back.
If there's a fox in the hen house or the sheep house, this is what you hear, Limits, I think. Bob, if you own a farm, you're definitely headed back to the animals to protect them, yes?
And there's no question. Somebody's out to get them. Absolutely. That's what that is. That is an SOS call if I've ever heard one. And poor Susie, your wife, has to deal with that.
No.
You don't do that in front of her?
No, she's outlawed that a long time ago.
How do you squelch it?
She doesn't even like it.
How do you?
When I breathe.
So you don't do that at home?
I barely breathe. I can't yawn the way I want. I can't do anything.
So why have we not outlawed it, Bob? We hear it every day.
This is an outlet for my anxiety, partially, this show.
That's good.
And I apologize, Bob, that you've been dragged into all this. You never knew what was coming, did you?
I had no idea what was coming. Now I'm a scarred individual.
Not as scarred as me, Bob.
But you have to admit, you do adopt some of my songs at night.
That's the frustrating thing.
They pop in your head?
They pop in my head when I least want them to.
Yeah. Anyone in particular?
It's about the Increnculant song. I keep coming back to that one.
I've done everything for Mousy. He done nothing for me.
That one ever come alive?
Every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.